to me. Scraping the edge of nothing, 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 nothing. This.
I'll be doggone. That was Iggy Pop with, that's right, with White Zombie, with actually with Rob Zombie, his band White Zombie. Uh-huh. Doing Black Sunshine. And that is a request going out to Chummy. So we got some nice little requests in that last section. We got Johnny Winters from Kelvin, and that was Johnny Winters doing The Sun Is Shining. And then we started off with, sorry about the edit on that Zappa thing. That's just the way I had to play that off another source, and didn't have it. I was wondering why that song was shorter than the other ones. It just cut off. But, oh well, you get what you pay for, friends. And that is nothing. So what is going on here? Let's see. Let's get back over to my playlist. Did I tell you everything we played? Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, good. It's 11 o'clock already. Killed 1 hour of this doggone show. And it is part four of All Songs About the Sun. I will not be on the radio next Friday. Well, a show from 13 years ago is going to play. So I will not be here live in the studio. I'll be hosting Steel City Con next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that'll be a thing. I do that in August, December, and April. And they're doing another one way down in North Carolina in October that I'm going to go down and do. So it's a gig, you know? It's a thing. So let's see here. 11 o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? You do. It's right here. And I'm going to shift into something pretty, another band that I just really like a lot. I like it. I like it a lot. Fat White Family, Kim's Sunsets, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT.
Oh,
A bit of loveliness there from the Liars. And usually they're more of a garagey thing, but neat little tune. I'll Love Me Till the Sun Shines. Before that, Kim Sunsets and Zombo in Your Brain. A pretty damn important radio show, if I must say so myself. I like it. I like it a lot. It is a radio. Like I'm saying, the nice thing about this is it's not the most popular show on the radio. It's not everybody's listening to it. It's a fine select group of people that know and really have a passion for different styles of music. That's the best way to explain this. It is a musical education. You'll hear, actually I got coming up next Parliament and Funkadelic doing Envy of the Sun. So we got some like soul stuff coming in, some funk stuff coming in. We had that nice little garagey melody. We had some bubblegum pop. We had some blues. We had some old hippie music. We had some, we're going to do some. So that is the nice thing about the audience that listens to this show. I really do think you guys are the most open-minded folks in the burg or wherever you listen to this radio show. Just through the fact that we'll take a theme and I'll go all over the board genre-wise. And, you know, I don't love everything I play. I love most of the stuff I play. I like it. I like it a lot. That comes back again. Wow, that is a hell of a, hell of a comeback, man. A hell of a little tagline. Yeah. So that's the neat thing about the show. I mean, it could be like, I'll do an all blue stuff or I'll do an all rockabilly thing. And it's nice. But you wind up segmenting your audience. You got people, I just tuned into this show and it's going to be this. And if you don't like that kind of music, you're kind of screwed for the whole show. Like, wow, this ain't doing it for me. But the nice thing is with this show, it is absolutely like a box of chocolates, as a wise man once said. Okay. Mm-hmm. I Envy the Sun, Parliament Funkadelic. And I am trying to find now the worst version of Sunshine on My Shoulders aside from the John Denver version. I might play somebody that just did recorded something on YouTube. It'd be kind of funny. I don't ever do that. Maybe I might do that. You know? I just might do that. I Envy the Sun. Parliament Funkadelic. Zombo, where? In your most important, diversified, and wide genre's brain.
Day. I really, really envy the sun. And the
very groovy groove there from Parliament, Funkadelic. I really envy the sunshine. And, you know, we're going to do something a little off, like I'm saying. I like where how the show can kind of change courses and kind of always do things a little that you're unexpected. And let's just do this. So I've been looking all over the YouTubes for a version of Sunshine on My Shoulder. And as it might be kind of funny that this guy is dressed up like a cowboy. He's got one like on his YouTube channel. He's got 5 subscribers. He says he's got a beautiful baritone vibrato voice. Let's give Patrick Hyde a listen. Sunshine on My Shoulders. Let's see what he's got here. I think he's got a karaoke track. Yeah.
Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
On my shoulders.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
He's killing it.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Oh, we're doing this.
Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
The thing I like about this is the music's cutting out, and he sniffs every now and then. These subtleties.
Make me cry.
Very subtle.
Oh,
yeah.
Sunshine.
Okay, we get the point. All right, that's why there's, you know, not to diss the dude, but yeah, he earned that one like. We're dressing up like a cowboy, singing a John Denver tune. Mr. Patrick Hyde, if you'd like to go find him on YouTube and get this guy a million likes, he'll wonder where the hell it came from. So that'd be hilarious, doing Sunshine on My Shoulders with a few sniffles. And here we go. Let's kick in. Let's just do this. I might as well do this while we're on this other thing. Got a request for Roy Buchanan from his album Hot Wires, doing Sunset Over Broadway. So let's knock that thing out. He's no Patrick Hyde, but who is?
Thank you.
There you go. That was Roy Buchanan. And need a little tune, kind of like if, and that was requested by Scott, the last guy standing. Still standing. This guy has been standing at Absolute Equipment for however long I've pretty much been on the radio. He's been standing there a while. You better get to work. Just stop standing and get to work. The Roy Buchanan tune had a nice touch. It kind of a little bit like Jimi Hendrix, Third Stone from the Sun. A little bit like that. Kind of like, and then it's got that laid back thing of like the tail end of the song Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. And just a neat little sunset over Broadway. Roy Buchanan by request. And so that another thing is I like about shifting gears on the show. I don't get bored with doing radio. So if I was doing the same thing over and over again, I'd get bored. Like some of these PSAs. How about this, humdinger? If you know some of the million Americans, if you know somebody with migraine headaches, there's information. You need to know to help prevent these horrible headaches, opposed to those good headaches. I mean, why would they even say horrible? Headaches are all horrible. It's like, how's your headache? I like it. I like it a lot. No, they're all horrible. That's the other thing. It's like senseless killing. Well, you know, killings are all kind of senseless if you actually think about it. You know, an unavoidable strategy or something. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. This reminds me of another one. If you're having trouble making words, watch for signs of a stroke. FAST, face dropping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time. Call 911 or 912. It's one better. It can make a remarkable difference in the recovery. Face, arm, speech, time, boom, fast, stroke. Yeah, be stroking. That's, I guess if you have a horrible headache, watch out, man. Possible stroke. A good cure for horrible headaches is don't listen to those dumb other radio stations or any other show other than this radio show right here. The most important radio show ever. I'll just be blunt with you. And it's not because it's me, it's because of the music. It's because all the music floods in from everywhere. And it is important. That's one thing I hope. One thing I hope out of all of these years, decades of doing radio, somebody finds, like, archives of this show. And they build a whole new civilization on it. You know, this is the only radio survivor. They find this old Zombo's brain hard drive. And some person like the professor from Gilligan's Island figures out how to get all the music off it. And there is probably about 3,000 hours of radio that I have. And they build a whole new society on this. And they have classes. They have all that. And now, listen to Zomboology. And this is how music was in this year. And listen to this. I know it's a high goal and it's a lofty thing to think about. But that'd be a pretty good post-apocalyptic thing, is if this radio show is the only thing that survives. That would be hilarious. Yes, there would be. All right. So if you're listening to this this is going to psych people out in the future. If you're listening to this in a cave and you're roasting like, you know, your squirrel that you caught in the trap, and this is your only connection to any kind of reality, you know, is you're like in the Mad Max or a Mad Max sort of situation. You can, say, I'm saying hi from a gazillion years ago. Mm-hmm. Scary, isn't it? A place in the sun. Let's get a little happy ska reggae music for you while you're roasting your squirrel.
Like a long place in the
Wonderful tune. That is what's his name? David Isaacs doing Place in the Sun. And a neat little tune there. So, yeah. So, hey, this is kind of crazy. So, I got this old Mom's Mabley. This old Mom's Mabley record. And as opposed to the new Mom's Mabley record, Mom's Mabley died in 1975. And it's an interesting, fascinating story about Mom's Mabley. She started out, she was... There's a story of her life. Supposedly, she was ended up in a vaudeville show when she was like 13, and was her story was that she was raised in a house of ill repute, a house of the rising sun, and she was pretty much openly gay. She was one of the first openly gay comics, and she refused to wear her false teeth. They actually told her. You know, because, she that was her gig. She would sing and she would talk without any teeth in. And that was her gig. I remember cracking up watching Mom's Mabley, like when she was on, like, I think she was on Smothers Brothers show. But anyhow, so it was kind of neat. So she kind of had an interesting career, interesting person, and horrible singer. One son, Mom's Mabley. She just couldn't do it all. She's no Patrick Hyde.
One sun shines from heaven and lights up the whole wide world. One sun shines from heaven and warms every boy and every girl. Children, it shines on the river, it shines on the tree, it shines on the birds, and it shines on the bees. It even shines on the mountain, no matter how tall. It shines in the spring, summer, winter, and fall. One sun shines from heaven and fills our hearts with cheer. One sun shines from heaven year after year after year. So just remember, whenever you are lonely and you're discouraged and feeling blue, one sun,
here
So, it's really strange. I was looking online and the whole...
Open your heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let a little sunshine in, children. You'll feel much better.
Yeah, Mom's Mabley. So the incredible story. So the story, the folk story behind Mom's Mabley is she was raised in the house of prostitution, and she just was the and she basically just kind of made her way making people laugh. Well, no, listen to this story. At the age of 14, she was she ran away to Cleveland, Ohio, and she was raped twice, once at the age of 11 and once at the age of 13, and both those kids were given up from adoption. Crazy, one by a white sheriff, another one by an old black guy. And then in 1919, her dad died from an explosion when he was volunteering as a firefighter. Her mom took over primary business as a general store, and she was killed. She was run over by a truck returning from church on Christmas Day. Crazy. So, that's pretty. And to actually make those, I mean, when you hear those kind of stories, you know, at 11, you know, forced to have a kid. At 13, you raped again. You have another kid. Your dad dies when you're a kid in an explosion. Your mom gets run over by a truck on Christmas. Damn, that's a horror. That's just horrible. And to actually get past all of that and become a successful comedian and not a successful singer, that's pretty damn good, especially for an African-American woman. In 1909, she became the first openly gay comedian. In 1921, she kind of used it as a joke. She kind of dressed very masculinely, or house dresses. She wore a lot of house dresses on stage, but I guess like on the whole Chitlin circuit through the 20s, she was like the first openly gay comedian. And I gotta give her props for that. I don't know what she did with the money that they gave her for singing lessons, but needless to say, and that album probably came out on Dot Records. If you can find anything on Dot Records, it was this crazy. They're the ones that put out the William Shatner. I think they put out the Shatner records, the Leonard Nimoy records, the Walter Brennan records. They put out anything by any kind of celebrity. And maybe I think they did the Robert Mitchum record too. So, whoo! So, yeah, there, you find out that there's some people that actually, you know, can take all this horrible negative things in their life and muscle through it. Very few people can do that. I believe very few people can do that. A lot of people just get beat down. They have a horrible break. They have like a slim chance of anything happening good in their life, and it doesn't happen, you know. But good on Mom's Mabley. You know, she got to be a pretty famous comedian. How about, and Adrian Belew was just in town. Speaking of Mom's Mabley, Adrian Belew. Worst segue ever. Adrian Belew, Hot Sun. We'll be right back.
the time has come. The music's between us, though the night seems young. Is at an end, only change will bring you out of the darkness. In this
Duran, doing Reach Up for the Sunrise. One thing you gotta hand it to Duran is they knew how to write a pop tune. Duran. They actually shortened it Duran. And actually, the Duran is actually a character from the movie Barbarella that had Jane Fonda in it. Really great science fiction movie. Very sexy science fiction movie, which was a lot of fun. That was Reach Up for the Sunrise. And in front of that, we heard Adrian Ballou doing kind of like a neat little guitar-y, whammy king kind of thing. Hot Sun! And started off with, yes, the thing we hope they open the time capsule up, find Zombo stuff, and then they all join the cult of Moms Mabley. That's right, they're going to start Moms Mabley cult. Like to thank Bugs Bunny for giving me a call. It's always nice to hear from. That's the thing. When I meet people and then they say their name, I just immediately turn into something else. And they're known by that. It's funny. At least it's funny to me. And I like it a lot. All songs about the sun coming up on the noon o'clock hour. And here till one, playing the fourth installment of eight of 24 hours, celebrating how fantastic the sun is. And the sun is something else, ain't it? And it is only a medium-sized star, is what I've been told. But it's a dilly. Here is Everyday Sunshine by Fishbone, coming up in just doing Memento. And do I got to tell you something? I should tell you about some kind of shows or something that's on this here station. You know, even though it's kind of, you know, all a zombo thing, you know. But this is a good show, though. This is a good show, too. From Ipanema to the world. Brazilian music, arguably. And who's going to argue? Why would you even put that in there? Arguably the number one export. Who's going to argue about that from Brazil? Off to a bad start with that PSA, that promo. From Ipanema to the world presents Brazilian music. And how much is a Brazilian? Is it a million or is it a billion? That's a Brazilian. And it's information and listeners to WRCT every Friday at 7 o'clock. So it's the next live show you hear on the air. So probably by the end of summer, maybe even into the fall, it all depends on how the weather looks, another Zombothon might be on my bucket list, because there is no live show in the studio till 7 o'clock tonight. But tune in and listen to an adventurous mix of familiar standard, lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook. It's got a Brazilian songs in it, and it's a broad range of musical styles. Law and Disorder, an independently produced radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and practices in the U.S. government. Sounds hilarious. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. Yeah, tune into that. That's right. Don't tune into it. I don't care. That Monday at 9 a.m., I'm probably still snoozing. So that's just the nature of that beast. What else is going on? Nothing. Like I'm saying, I won't be here next week. I'll be doing Steel City Con. Until whenever, let's just get back into the music. Everyday Sunshine by the amazing band Fishbone. Yeah! It's some feel-good sunshine stuff in your brain, RCT.
Yeah. my hotel is blue. Beautiful ocean blue. We'll be right back.
Heh! Noon! As James Brown would say, heh! Noon. Hi, noon. Hi, noon here. And that was the Gun Club with Give Up the Sun. And really getting in the Gun Club now. Kid Congo Powers was in that band. He ended up going to the Cramps for a while. And the Jeffrey Lee Pierce, man. That guy had... He was a difficult person, but really nice singer. And wrote some absolutely fascinating, brilliant music. The Gun Club. And let's see what else we played. Oh, Fishbone. Very happy tune. I saw the first Fishbone gig. How about that? Look at that. I was in Los Angeles. When was that? Man, that was a long time ago. At that time, the lead singer of Fish, they were, because I was listening to the radio in Los Angeles, and they were saying, hey, there's new band Fishbone. You can go and see them free at this one club. And I'm like, wow, go see Fishbone. Who's Fishbone? They played, what did they play? They played, what did they play? One of their early songs. It was My Ass Bitch, I think, is what they played. I'm like, wow, these guys are fun. And so I went and seen them, and the show was delayed a couple hours because at that time the lead singer, forget the name, is Antoine's lead singer in the Fishbone? He was like 14 or 15 years old, and they wouldn't let him in the club because he was too young to get in. And they snuck him in late, and they performed. They were really a lot of fun live, and this was a ways back. It seemed like yesterday to me. It was a simpler time. And I remember seeing Fishbone, and even back then I said, I like that. I like that a lot. Oh, man. Request number 7012 from Paul in the Beer Truck. And it is the Kinks, Lazy Old Son. I actually had that already slated, so it was really nice to fulfill that particular request instantly because I was going to play it anyhow. Lazy Old Son, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Lazy old son, why are you not the summertime hiding away behind all those misted thunder clouds? I don't mind spending from your lazy old son. You make the rainbows and you make the night disappear. You melt the frost, so I won't criticize my son. From your lazy old son.